Three American soldiers became fascinated by Padre Pio during World War II, but before leaving Italy, they wanted something they could keep. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. But before we continue, we want to express our heartfelt gratitude to our protected children of Padre Pio. Your faithful support allows this apostolate to continue reaching souls through prayer, stories of grace, and the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio. Many viewers quietly discover consolation and renewed faith through these videos because of your generosity and prayers. Thank you for helping this mission continue. Today's story comes from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. Now, this is one of those lesser-known stories that I simply love, because it gives us such an intimate view of the daily, ordinary life at the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. The story was shared by Father Leo Fanning, an American priest who, at the time, was serving in Italy during the Second World War. And in it, he openly admits how he obtained a first-class relic of Padre Pio. Listen to this. Leo Fanning, originally from Cornwall on the Hudson, New York, was drafted into military service and assigned to the 304th Bomb Wing of the 15th Air Force. He was stationed in Cerignola, Italy, working in the Battle Casualties Department, the office where records were kept of soldiers who were wounded, missing in action, or killed in combat. In the evenings, Leo would often go to the Capuchin Convent in Cerignola to receive Holy Communion and attend benediction. Military regulations allowed American soldiers stationed in combat zones to receive communion whenever Mass was offered. Father Paulino de Casacalanda, who was the provincial of the convent, often invited Leo and his two army buddies, Joe and Mario, to come inside and spend some time with them inside a convent. The convent had no heating, so during the cold winter months, the men would gather around a large container of burning charcoal, warming their hands while they talked. Father Paulino would tell them stories of a fellow Capuchin who lived about 80 miles away in San Giovanni Rotondo. That friar's name was, of course, Padre Pio. And naturally, the more they heard, the more they wanted to see him for themselves. Eventually, Leo, Joe, and Mario decided they simply had to meet this mysterious friar in person. They went once, then again, then every chance they could. And over time, they became familiar enough that Padre Pio even personally invited them to attend his birthday celebration. So you could say that they had become pretty well acquainted. For the occasion, the three American soldiers brought a beautiful sheet cake to the convent. Written across the top in frosting were the words, "Happy Birthday, Padre Pio." That afternoon, Padre Pio walked into the dining room, slightly limping. He had presided at the wedding ceremony of his niece earlier in the day and was visibly exhausted. Leo noticed that Padre Pio enjoyed the conversation during lunch, but he did not eat one single bite of food. Afterward, Leo, Joe, and Mario sang Happy Birthday to him, and at the end of the song, all the Capuchins, including Padre Pio, broke into applause. But the three young soldiers had something else on their minds. After the party, they approached another friar from the convent, Father Ignatius. And they made a request. When they returned to the United States, they wanted something to remember Padre Pio by. And what they wanted more than anything else was a relic. And they wanted Father Ignatius to obtain it for them. "What kind of relic?" Father Ignatius asked. "A bandage that covered his stigmata," they replied. Father Ignatius immediately turned pale. "What you're asking me to do is strictly forbidden," he said. "I could get into serious trouble. It is impossible." "No one will ever know," Leo responded. "We promise to keep it secret. It would mean so much to us." They convinced him. Father Ignatius left. and returned a short time later with 3 bandages neatly tucked in his pocket. He looked frightened. "Now remember," he whispered, "do not say a word about this to anyone." But little did they know it was impossible to hide anything from Padre Pio. Not long afterward, Father Ignatius heard Padre Pio's booming voice summoning him. "Ignatius, come here at once." He must have felt his heart stop. "You did something very wrong," Padre Pio said. "You committed a theft. You know that it is not allowed to give the bandages to anyone, and you did it anyway." Then Padre Pio paused and seemed to soften. "I forgive you, Ignatius," he said, "and I forgive the boys, too. Tell them that I wore those bandages over my heart. Go in peace." What a remarkable moment. Most people would have reacted with anger. After all, a theft had taken place. Rules had been broken, trust had been violated. Yet, Padre Pio's response was not condemnation, but mercy. And perhaps that is why so many people continue turning to him today. They recognize in him a reflection of God's tenderness towards wounded and imperfect souls. Stories like these remind us that many people are still searching silently for hope, forgiveness, and spiritual strength. Through this apostolate, Padre Pio's voice continues reaching those who may be carrying burdens no one else sees. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not only a way of helping this mission continue, it's a way of becoming part of a spiritual family united in prayer, intercession, and trust in God's mercy. Your intentions are remembered in holy masses, and your support helps these stories of grace continue reaching souls around the world. If you feel called to become part of this mission of prayer and hope, we invite you to learn more through the link below. Shortly after returning to the United States, Leo entered the priesthood. He carried a deep devotion to Padre Pio for the rest of his life. He even organized a Padre Pio prayer group, which he led for many years. He also gave numerous talks on Padre Pio in various locations. Looking back, he knew what a great blessing he had received that day when he drove his military jeep for the first time up the steep, winding road leading to the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. Father Leo Fanning died in 2008 at the age of 86 after 54 years of living his priestly calling, a calling that was encouraged in no small part by a wounded friar who forgave a theft and gave away pieces of his own blood. And with that, our story concludes. If today's story reminded you how deeply Padre Pio still touches souls, we invite you not to remain only a viewer, but to become part of this mission spiritually through the Protect a Child of Padre Pio program. Your monthly support helps this apostolate continue reaching those who may be searching for hope, guidance, or consolation at precisely the right moment. More importantly, your intentions and loved ones are spiritually remembered through regular holy masses and prayer. If you feel called to take that step, we warmly invite you to join us today through the link below. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.